guess I'll start. Kobe, we asked LeBron what he appreciated most about you. He said your competitiveness. What do you appreciate most about LeBron?
It's hard to really say communication, but I think that his greatest strength is his ability to communicate with others and instill confidence in others verbally. I mean, he has a very big personality, and one of the things that I noticed about him and playing with him on the Olympic team was his ability to communicate with the others and get the best out of others and challenging others in a very kind of gregarious way. And those are one of the things that I always admired about him. Like, you hear him on the court tonight, he has a very, very big voice. He's able to direct guys. I think that's one of the things that I appreciate the most about him, one of the things that I've learned from him.
Kobe, just the fan reaction and all the ovations you got tonight, how did that feel?
Felt great. Yeah, it felt great. To play in here for so many years and to get this type of reaction from the fans, and even with the DJ at the start of the, in a layup line playing all California songs, that was pretty sweet too. And, appreciate the amount of respect that the fans gave me here tonight.
You said yes to Coach Pop that you're gonna give some advices for Hawaii lineup. So is that because you think you guys have something in common?
Yes. But also, when I came in the league, the players that came before shared so much insight, so much knowledge about the game with me. I was asking a lot of questions. I'm sure they were probably like, "Who is this? This kid's just extremely annoying because he just keeps asking all these questions." But I think it's important that I return that knowledge. I pass that knowledge forward, and to the players who are very inquisitive. Kawhi is extremely inquisitive. He'd ask me questions, and as LeBron, KD, Kyrie, all these guys. So I think it's important to share whatever knowledge that I've gained throughout the years, so that hopefully they can pass it on to the generation after.
How are you feeling going into the All-Star break physically, and how do you kind of manage?
Oh, I feel horrible. Seriously, like my ankles, knees, everything. Like the stretch can come at a better time. Like, it's my ankles hurt, my knees hurt. So I'm looking forward to like having a complete week where I just do nothing.
It seems like the way you have lined up with the various press things and the appearances and the whole thing with this being your final All-Star game will be pretty busy though. How do you manage?
Well, it is busy, but it's also very selective. So, there's certain things that we'll do that's, short burst of appearances, but nothing too long, nothing where I'm on my feet for a long period of time. And it's also the last one, so I try to enjoy it as much as I can, but, it's no running, it's no pounding, it's none of that stuff. It's, rest with plenty of ice baths in between, so.
What do you hope D'Angelo and Jordan get out of this for them?
Well, I think it's a great experience for them, and it's always good to break up the first year, especially for the young guys, where you have that moment where you kind of get away from everything and you're around your peers, and you get a chance to kind of compare stories and lean on each other, and I think it does a lot for the young guys to be able to get away and also be around the elite of the elite players. It's an opportunity for them to kind of absorb some of that knowledge.
I think you said a few years ago when Andrew was in the All-Star game, that was a real significant point just as far as you guys having the ability to talk. Do you foresee any opportunity with that given the busy schedule?
Well, no, because we're not in the same locker room. Right. And I think they play Friday night, I think it is, or something like that. And, they're staying at the main hotel. I'm nowhere near there. we won't have the time to really catch up. Andrew and I were in the same locker room. Our lockers were side by side. No different.
Shaq said recently he thought maybe he'd go for the MVP.
Do what?
He thought maybe he'd go for the MVP.
Why? I'm good.
You're going to cap your minutes?
I'm good. I'll make a couple jump shots and try to play the best I can, but I'm okay.
Kobe, what's the best thing about this farewell tour, and what's the thing you hate the most about it?
Well, that we suck. That's tough. That's tough. But you know, all joking aside, being able to say thank you to the fans. I mean, it's hard for me to express how much the fans have meant to me. It really is. I mean, it's been such a driving force to come into places, you know, these hostile environments, and you know, be booed and you know, be the enemy, and that stuff is. And drove me for so many years, and it's very hard for me to put into words how much I've appreciated that. And you know, the best I can do is to go out and play, even though physically I feel like crap. It's just going out and playing, and you know, that's the and say thank you as much as I can to them. So I really appreciate the opportunity to be able to do that.
LeBron's been bullish on Kyrie. Obviously, he sees him every day, and you know, has all that experience. But I wonder, basically, he said that this could be the MVP of the league someday. Do you see any special characteristics or traits in him?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, he has a killer mentality. You know, he can shoot the long ball. His mid-range game is excellent, and he can finish at the rim. You know, so he has all the tools there. You know, it's just a matter of continuing to work and get into rhythm where he can start doing that on a consistent basis. But you know, the way he played tonight, I mean, he can do this pretty much every night.
The spin move around LeBron and reverse layup. Do you have anything to say for him after that?
No, I mean, I just said, I can't believe you fell for that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's what I do. And then he came down, did the same footwork, and we had kind of have a good laugh about that type of stuff. I mean, we always enjoyed competing against each other, and you know, and matching up, and you know, that those are the things that I really, really miss, is those matchups with him and KD and you know, D Wade and all those guys. I mean, that's the fun stuff, man.
Hey, Kobe, even with how painful the LeBron fastball was on D'Angelo,
it was hilarious. It was so funny. You don't want to know. It was really funny. Like once I knew he was okay. And then, I mean, the jokes write themselves. It's just, it's a good time.
And Kyrie said you giving him some advice, you know, like if he tried to challenge you one-on-one, but then he didn't get. So what kind of advice did you give him?
I mean, we've talked, even when he first came into the league, we talked about the importance of a pull-up jump shot. We talked about that a lot. And being able to stop on a dime and shoot, you know, the player of his caliber, you know, I can shoot the three and get all the way to the rim. You know, it's important to keep the defense off balance with 1, 2, 3 dribble pull-ups. And then, you know, aside from that, it's you know, figuring out how to balance the attacking between him, LeBron, and Kevin, and how to do that, right? Where everybody kind of plays the way that they normally play, and you know, you'll have that friction and that conflict, but. You know, you have to trust that through that, you guys are figuring it out. And that's what we talk about most of the time.
Last two questions, please.
Kobe, if actually the All-Star, so MVP is not, you know, the list, but what do you hope to get out of this last game? What would kind of be the idea?
I enjoy being around the guys. I mean, this is seriously, this is crazy. I mean, this is 20 years for me. It's more than half my life playing in the NBA. And being in the locker room, and you know, looking at Steph Curry, like you know, when I first came in the league, I mean, I could have literally babysat this guy. You know what I'm saying? And Klay Thompson, and Klay when he was a young kid, you know, and seeing like the different generations, I'll be able to just sit in the locker room and seriously just look at it all and just smile and just take it all in. I mean, this is truly amazing to be able to be here after all of these years and seeing so many young players come. This is it's cool, man.
Kobe, what have you seen out of Larry Nance? Tonight was kind of a homecoming for him. He wasn't able to play due to injury, but what have you seen out of Larry so far for the first half of the season?
You know, it's funny. I thought about him doing a national anthem because when I looked up in the rafters and saw his father's retired jersey, I was just kind of thinking how cool that is for him to be able to sit him on the bench and see his father's jersey up there. And then tough that he's injured and not being able to play. But I love the way he's progressed, you know, from the start of the season till now. I mean, he's been playing extremely well, and really trusting his jump shot, which he's improved tremendously in that area. And defensively, he's all over the place. So, you know, I think he has a tremendous amount of potential. I think he'll have an extremely long career in the NBA.
Thank you.
Last thing, Cavaliers trying to win a championship for the first time ever. You know what it takes to win. Golden State's the reigning champion.
Mm-hmm.
Does this Cavalier team have what it takes to to win a championship?
Yeah, they certainly have the pieces. I think, you know, what I told Ty is the biggest challenge for them is being able to change sides of the floor continuously and move the ball continuously. It becomes very difficult in the playoffs when you have so many individual players, you know, LeBron and Kyrie. It's very easy just to give them the ball and everybody watch. And that was the beauty of, you know, playing for Phil, for myself and Michael, because we were ball dominant. And he was very bullish and, you know, more stubborn than us in getting us to move the ball and change sides of the floor. And I think if Cleveland gets to that point where they're really attacking on the backside, then I think they become extremely lethal, which is the way Golden State plays as well.
Kobe, do you have a particularly fond memory of playing in this building?
Yeah, my rookie year, playing in a rookie game here. I mean, that was so cool to be a part of. I mean, it's like, you know, that's the number one memory that I have of being in this building. And I never realized how uncomfortable the benches were until I got older. I mean, it's like I sit down on the bench for like 5 minutes and it's like a hard time to get up now. And I never noticed that when I was 17 or 18 years old. Yeah. Yeah. That part sucks. But other than that, it's pretty cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Kobe.
You got it.